You know, it's a great feeling because, you know, it's from the fans, and that's what that's who you want to impress, and that's who you want to make happy. You know, the fans come in, week out, and they've been great all season, you know. They always are away and home. They're always so great. So for them to have the influence and vote for me is a very nice feeling, and, yeah, I'm very grateful for that.
And it's been a difficult season. It's a difficult season for you to make your breakthrough.
Yeah, it is a difficult season, but, I mean, if anything, it's a good experience for me. These kind of everything in football, you're going to experience all kind of highs and lows, and you've got to get used to both the highs and the lows. And I think we've done that well, and we're recovered, and hopefully we need to go on now and kick on and make sure that we can finish the season on a high.
It's the fact that the team spirit is very good at Sunderland. Has that helped you as well? You know, when you're on the pitch, I mean, even at Norwich, saw Lee Cattermole arm round Patrick Van Aanholt's shoulder, telling him what to do, where to go. That sort of experience is invaluable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great dressing room. You know, I know a lot of us say it all the time, but it's very true. It's one of the, you know, I can't say from experience because I haven't been in many others, but it's a great one for me to break through in. These lads are so good with you. You know, they've got so much experience, so much talent, and they're always there to help you. And for someone like me, I'm just trying to tap into that experience and knowledge and know-how and make sure that I benefit from it.
Has it been important as well to get goals? Because as a striker, that's what you're always going to be judged by.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think I've got 4 first-team goals this year, and as I haven't started that many games and I've had injuries and stuff, I'm quite happy with that. I'm always trying to score more goals. But for my first season, it's good to be scoring, and I love the feeling, so hopefully I can kick on and make sure I score more.
Did you ever set yourself a target? I know it's difficult because you've been injured and you've been in and out, but did you always have a number in mind?
No, I think at the start of the season, I wasn't even considered I was in the squad, but I wasn't playing. I hadn't made any appearances, so you can't really set any targets before you know how much you're going to play. And then, thankfully, I played a lot of games, and the new manager's been great with me, and the staff, coaching staff. So I have played a lot of games, and so I didn't set targets, but in my head, it's just to play as well as I can, play as many games as I can, and contribute for the team as best I can.